Outside now, it's 58.
It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine and filling in for Jimmy the Greek Young. Here's Captain Lou Gamelin.
All right, everybody. Happy Tuesday morning, June the 23rd, 2026. Great to be back with you here for another week. Filling in for the Greek, that's right, yours truly, Captain Lou. Hope you're having a great morning. Before we get started, let's tell you a little bit about the sponsors for Peeking in the Grapevine. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Open up some happiness with all your favorite Coke products at your local stores from Coca-Cola of Hancock. Portage Tire and Auto Repair, Ethel Avenue in Hancock. We've got a great selection of brand-name tires in stock to keep your vehicle driving smooth year-round. David Jacuri, with Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton is the official realtor of Peeking Inside the Grapevine. David Jacuri represents buyers and sellers and can be reached at 281-1846. David Jacuri, Century 21. Hey, for all your embroidery and silk screening necessities, from team or company shirts, personal apparel, banners, trophies, and everything in between, see Joe and Stacy at Homestead Graphics in Barriga, 906-353-6741. Dave's BP Super Service in Hancock, the area's only full-service gas station. Dave is open 7 days a week, towing available 24/7. 365, Dave Super BP Service of Hancock, 482-3410. Dr. Grant Olson and the Northland Veterinary Clinic providing quality care for your family pets. Call them at 906-482-3400. Keweenaw Overhead Door is your Clopay Garage Door Distributor of the Copper Country. Sharon Avenue in Houghton, open Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 483-3791. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Service provides all your excavating needs from foundations to driveways, sewer, and water services. They're licensed septic installers as well. Call 906-370-4370. Sarazen Family Dental, conveniently located at 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offering all aspects of family dentistry for the entire family with Dr. Tyler Sarazen. Call 482-8601 for your appointment. Houghton Building Supply on M26 Brickyard Lane in Houghton behind the Keweenaw Automotive has been providing quality building materials to homeowners, contractors, and remodelers all over the Copper Country. From the foundation to the rooftop, know your true value franchise. Tundra Lodge and Resort in Green Bay, Wisconsin features one of the biggest water parks in the Midwest. Go on to TundraLodge.com or call 920-405-8700 to book your stay. And as they feature daily walk-in water passes, hours may vary throughout the summer. If you've got problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, and other pests, contact A-Plus Pest Management at 281-4975. They'll cure whatever's bugging you. And Uper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machines, approximately 10,000 square feet located inside the Copper Country Mall. First off, want to say hi to Jimmy. I know he's convalescing as in his privacy, if you will. So a shout out to Jimmy. I know he'll be back soon. Again, thanks for letting me be in the chair here this morning. How about the Tigers winning their fourth straight, this time with a 5-3 win over the New York Yankees last night? 6.5 games out of first place. The American League's best record in the month of June at 12-6. Still 5 games out of a wild card, but a heck of a lot better than a week ago when they were about 8.5 games out of a wild card. I know it sounds like a stretch, but when you're 10 games under 500 and you've got a shot, that's because you're in such a putrid American League. That's where they stand right now. How about the Brew Crew? They won again yesterday on a Joey Ortiz sack fly in the top of the 10th over the Cincinnati Reds. The Brew Crew enjoying a 5-game lead on those pesky St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Central. Now, we mentioned it with the Tigers trailing in the American League Central 5 or 6 games behind the White Sox and the Guardians. The Yankees are up big on Tampa as well as Seattle. They're 1 game over 500. They're leading the American League West. That's how rough it is. And in the National League, Atlanta, 6.5 up on Philadelphia, 8 up on Washington, and the Dodgers, the best team money can buy. They're up 9.5 games on the San Diego Padres in the National League West. All right, how about what's going on in the world of sports down here where I'm at, down in New Lansing? I know the folks in East Lansing are happy to see this, taking the spotlight away from them for a while. Dusty May, out of nowhere it came yesterday morning, is announced as the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, leaving the University of Michigan right after winning a national championship with the Wolverines. Man, oh man, I didn't see that one coming. Where is this going to leave the Michigan Wolverines? It looks like Mike Boynton is going to be named interim head coach. So what does that mean for Michigan? Well, if you don't know, that means when a coach leaves, the players now get a portal window open up for 15 days. The wonderful world of college sports, right? So now Michigan's players have they have a decision to make. Do they want to stay with Mike Boynton and the Michigan Wolverines? Is Mike going to be the coach? Are they going to go after a big name? Are they going to try to make a big splash? I know some of the crazy talk down here, anyways, is that they're going to go after Billy Donovan. I don't see him going there. There's so much uncertainty at Michigan and at Michigan State with all this stuff with the Board of Regents. Heck, we don't even know if Ward Manuel is going to be the athletic director. That guy's got more lives than a cat, it seems like. I'll tell you what, he is supposed to meet with the Board of Regents any day now with his job status up in the air. So anyways, getting back to the basketball team, looks like Mike Boynton's going to be the interim basketball coach at the University of Michigan. Dusty May is leaving for Dallas, and I also heard one of the reasons why he was leaving, because he was a little frustrated with the uncertainty of college basketball or college sports in general. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? A little bit of hypocrisy coming out of his mouth there. That indeed is the reason. Now, everybody that knows me knows I'm a Michigan guy, Michigan fan. I have been practically my whole life. Dusty May used that system. He bought himself a full transfer portal worth of players to get themselves that national championship. Didn't break the rules. Maybe came close, but he didn't break the rules. He took advantage of them, and that's the way it is in college sports. But for him to say he's frustrated with it, to me, is a little bit hypocritical, as he now is going to head to greener pastures, greenbacks, that is, going to the Dallas Mavericks. They get the ninth pick of the draft tonight. Let's see if Yaxel gets picked by the Mavericks. I mean, he's got a chance to coach Cooper Flagg, so who knows, right? So we'll keep an eye on that situation and everything going on at Michigan and Michigan State, of course. Everything is up in the air there. But Michigan now gets a taste of it with Dusty May taking off now to be the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. All right, we'll stick with basketball real quick before we get to hockey. Big news last night into the wee hours of the morning, and then this morning, of course, for you Milwaukee Bucks fans, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think I pronounced it right, he's not a Buck anymore. He's taking his talents to South Beach. He got traded to Miami with Bobby Portis for a boatload of players and draft picks, a king's ransom, if you will. Miami looking to try to win now, teaming him up with Bam Adebayo, that being Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's going to take his 30 points a game, and he's going to head down to South Beach. They get Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jamie Yaquez Jr. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this last one. I'll give it a try. Kasper Yakiannis, three first-round draft picks, including this year's 13th pick, that the Bucks desperately needed after all the trades they made in the last few years trying to get themselves back in the championship picture. One of them a pick swap again later on, I don't know, 2030 or 2033, down the road, whatever. Anyways, the Giannis era is over in Milwaukee as he was traded this morning to the Miami Heat. It was long rumored he was going to be traded. There's all kinds of rumors. Boston might have been involved. Detroit might have been involved in a 3 or 4 team swap. Who knows? But the one to keep an eye on in this deal, too, is Tyler Hero. Don't be surprised if he's traded yet before the draft starts tonight. Who knows? Detroit still could be in the mix to make it a 3-team trade. I know the Pistons are looking to try to upgrade, get a little more scoring punch to go along with the defense as they made their run into the second round of the NBA playoffs this year. But as of right now, the Bucks, they're starting over, basically, as they get all kinds of draft picks and players back, getting rid of the big guy. Giannis and his 30 points a game over the last 8 years. But remember, even though he got that, the Bucks are the only team to make the playoffs and not make it out of the first round in the last 4 years. So a change definitely was needed down in Milwaukee. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. As the NBA draft is tonight, I don't know how many of you are really interested in it, but that NBA draft is tonight. This might add a little bit of spice along with Dusty May going to Dallas as the head coach. Now we'll keep an eye on when Yaxel gets drafted. So that's it for the NBA draft. Let's now go over to the NHL. First of all, the big trade. Speaking of trades, Brady Tkachuk and his fist and whatever else got traded to the Florida Panthers on Sunday. He got traded for 3 first-round draft picks, featured, including two in this year's draft, which, by the way, is Friday night, the 9th and the 25th pick in this year's draft, and then also another future first-round draft pick and a second-round pick. Wow. I mean, I personally love the mentality of Zito, that general manager of the Florida Panthers. I love the win-now mentality. They're going for it. You know, Jimmy and I talked a little bit off air about this over the weekend, that, they want to win now. This is going to be a redemption tour for the Florida Panthers. They were pretty banged up last year. Obviously, that's why they didn't make the playoffs. But again, when you get to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals and you win 2 of them, that's going to take its toll on anybody. I mean, just ask the Red Wings back about 20 years ago when they made that run in 97. And, oh, gosh, has that been 30 years ago already? I guess it is. When they made the run to 2 straight finals, 3 out of the last 4, then getting knocked out in the conference finals after they went there 5 straight years. It does take its toll on you. But now I think it's going to be a different team for the Florida Panthers. They're going to get healed up, and now they get the thug. Yes, they get the enforcer, if you will. Brady Tkachuk, he gets to play with his brother. Matthew Tkachuk, is this going to be a trade that gets the Florida Panthers back over the hump to the Stanley Cup? I don't think it's going to take more than Brady Tkachuk to get there. Yeah, he's a physical presence, but you know what he did in the opening round of the playoffs against Jordan Staal, the Carolina Panthers. I mean, it's just that's goon hockey. Now, as far as the haul that Ottawa got back for Florida, it's a lot of draft picks. Ottawa's kind of one of those franchises that they really haven't done anything. You know, they've gotten to the playoffs. They got there this past year, but they got swept against the eventual Stanley Cup champions. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, they're going to fortify their team with get a couple of young players, but when are they going to come to the parent club? When are they going to make a difference for the Ottawa Senators? I go back again. I love what Florida, I love their mentality. I've said it more than once. I like it when a team will take a chance, win now. They'll pay for it later. The Red Wings are still recovering for their deep playoff run when they made it 25 straight years. They haven't recovered. They haven't gotten the pieces to gel to get them over the hump back to the playoffs. Look at the Chicago Blackhawks. It's taken them a while as well after their big run in the last decade. They've got Connor Bedard, but obviously they haven't made the playoffs. He's wanting more money. So this is crazy. And, you know, the other thing that I worry about with this trade, you're seeing all these guys that played on the USA hockey team. They're all wanting out of their teams. You know, Detroit's obviously with Dylan Larkin. And I don't know if this is a coincidence or not, but he and Brady Tkachuk both listed as their first 3 teams they wanted to go to: Florida, Vegas, or Minnesota. Now, Florida and Vegas I could see because there's no state tax, and why not go where it's warm? But the other thing that troubles me a little bit about this trend with the players wanting out, a lot of these players, they don't want to play in Canada anymore. You know, the USA players don't want to play there. Obviously, you don't get the same bang for your buck in Canada as you do in the United States. And again, they want to go to these states with no state tax. And they also want to go to franchises that are willing to win now. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, the big question, of course, is does this raise the price of poker for Dylan Larkin? You know, I think Larkin's a little better than Brady Tkachuk, so who knows what he's going to be getting in return. Steve Yzerman sees that, and like we said last week, Steve Yzerman's not going to be bullied, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. Or Dylan Larkin, who knows if he gets traded before the Friday draft or whatever. So interesting times in the NHL. Finally, this morning on the Grapevine, speaking of the NHL, yesterday the class of 2026 NHL Hall of Fame was announced. Pekka Rinne, Patrice Bergeron, Carey Price, Keith Tkachuk, Cindy Curley, and Brian Burke. Is this the Hall of Fame, or is this the Hall of Very Good? I'm sorry, Pekka Rinne is probably a nice guy. He had a good career, borderline great career with the Nashville Predators, 370-some wins, I get it. How many Stanley Cups did he win? Raise your hand. I'm waiting. Carey Price, nice guy, great career with Montreal, borderline great career. How many Stanley Cups did he win? None. The one that stands out to me, that this to me is the Harold Baines of Hall of Fame picks, and that's Keith Tkachuk. What did he ever do? Yeah, he's a bully, just like his kids. I get it. He had some good years at Winnipeg. How is he in and Theo Fleury isn't in? Henrik Zetterberg. I mean, come on. it's a popularity contest, just like every other Hall of Fame. And it kind of sickens me a little bit. Now, I'm trying not to be a homer here. Henrik Zetterberg had a very good career. He's got a Conn Smythe. He's got a Stanley Cup. He's got just shy of 1,000 points. He's been to the playoffs. And the one I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack for, and I already have, why isn't Chris Osgood in the Hall of Fame if you're going to put Pecorini in here? And don't give me the lame argument that he played on a superstar team. Well, if that's the case, then I would say 30 to 40% of the New York Yankees that are elected into the Hall of Fame shouldn't be in there because they played on dominant dynasty teams. All right? I'm going to give you one right off the shoot. How about Phil Rizzuto? He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. 260 batting average. I could spend a whole show on guys that shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. This, to me, isn't a good look for the Hockey Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. Keith Tkachuk does not deserve to be in there. If you're going to put him in there, why isn't Theo Fleury in there? Henrik Zetterberg. And again, I go back to the goaltenders. Pecorine, nice guy. Decent career. How many Stanley Cups did he win? None. Chris Osgood had 401 wins. 400 wins should get you in the Hall of Fame. I don't care who you play for. Yeah, he was on a superstar loaded team with Detroit. Probably in 2002, they had 13 Hall of Famers. You could say the same thing about Dominic Hasek. Hasek's a better goaltender than Osgood. Excuse me, he should be in there. Osgood played on some mediocre St. Louis teams and horrible New York Islanders teams, and he still got 401 wins. If that's not Hall of Fame worthy, I'm sorry. I can't take it serious anymore. So, again, these Hall of Fames are now Hall of Very Good. It's a popularity contest. If Zetterberg were on the Boston Bruins or the New York Rangers or the Edmonton Oilers, along with Chris Osgood, they'd have been in the Hall of Fame. And so would have Theo Fleury. So, whatever. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Peeking in the Grapevine. Jimmy, I hope you're feeling better soon. Look forward to being back with you here on Thursday. Until then, I want to thank everybody for taking time out to peek in the grapevine with yours truly, Captain Lou. Until Thursday, Captain Lou saying keep your heads up, keep your sticks down, keep your feet moving, and as always, keep your minds open. All right, let's send it back to Sam in the studio.